2 Corinthians, and we're going to look at chapter 3 here. Praise the Lord. Appreciate you staying hooked and staying in prayer. Amen. Thank God. The Bible says, and now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And liberty means emancipation from any kind of bondage. Amen? But here's what I want to center in on for a moment tonight. In 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, in the 18th verse. And we're going to go ahead and have them pull that up. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. Brenda sends her greetings now from Branson. She's gone from Tulsa to Branson. And no, she's not going to be singing in a nightclub. She's visiting James and Esther and our little granddaughter, Eden. And so it's a great blessing. Amen. And I'll be joining her Thursday of this week and staying over the weekend and then attending Week of Increase with Brother Moore next week. Praise God. Father, we just come before you tonight thanking you and praising you for your presence, for the rich deposits that you have made in this church throughout the years. Thank you, Father, for the waters of this place. Thank you for the river that has flown so freely in our midst for so many decades. We thank you and give you praise for it. And we just know, Lord, that the best is yet to come. And we honor you tonight. We thank you for your presence in this place. In the name of Jesus, amen. So in 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, in the 18th verse, it says, we all, that's all of us, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So we see here that it is the will of God for us to keep our eyes fixed on Him, to have open hearts and open face, and to behold Him. Like someone recently said, in years past said, what you behold is what you will become. And so as we behold Him, I love what Keith Hershey talks about. One of the main themes of Keith's life is behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb. That is beholding Jesus. And so as we all do this, as we do this individually in our lives, and as we all do this corporately as a church, there are some awesome changes that take place. How many of you can testify to the fact that you've been changed by the glory of God over the years? Amen? Amen. And so it says here that we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You see, the same Spirit that brings emancipation into your life, the same Spirit that liberated you when you got born again, whatever case you were in, whether you were a severe sinner or just a light sinner, we're all on our way to hell, right? Amen? The same Spirit that liberated you and brought you out of darkness into light is the same Spirit that helps you to be changed and enables you to go from glory to glory. In other words, to go from one degree of glory to the next. That's splendor. That's an awesome thing in the eyes of the Almighty. When His children are serious about the presence of the Lord, and when His children have an attitude, I'm not going to be the same tomorrow as I was today. I'm moving up, I'm moving on, I'm moving in stronger into the presence and into the power of God. Can you all say glory to God?
Glory.
Amen. We sing that song, from glory to glory, He's changing me. Changing me. He's changing us. I'm looking at a congregation full of miracles tonight. You are His wealth. You are the apple of His eye. You are His miracle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Just pray a minute with me. Thank you, Jesus. Mandele que se fe le mande. Oh, we magnify your holy name. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I have this sense that God is fixing, you know what fixing means? To launch you individually to a new level. And I have this sense in my heart that he's fixing to launch us as a church to a new level. I believe it's higher ground. Higher ground. Higher ground. Moving up higher. Moving in stronger into the plan of God and into the purposes of God. Together we shall all be changed, and we shall be as one man serving the Lord, one company worshiping the Lord, a group of believers that bring honor to the King. Hallelujah! And where the King can have his way in our very midst. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, there is this cooperation. There is this manward side, if you will. There's always the Godward side, but then there is this manward side. This is our part. This is our responsibility as we stay in position to go from glory to glory. And you know what I have in my spirit, and of course this isn't all exhaustive, because there's several ways that we can do this, but one way, and not the only way that we can do this, is we can do what the Apostle Paul instructed his son Timothy to do. I'm kind of like the daddy of the church. The grayer I get, maybe I'll be the granddaddy someday. But Paul encouraged his son Timothy. And so as I take my place tonight and speak to you, I believe out of the deposit of the Spirit of the living God on the inside of me, I encourage you to do what Paul told Timothy to do. And so I want to look at that for just a moment. Turn with me to 2 Timothy and notice with me in chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Thank you, Lord. 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and this 7th verse. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul. Everything that I have within me, I will bless your holy name. Now, in 2 Timothy, in chapter 1, and we notice in verse 6, he's instructing his son Timothy to do something that I believe the Holy Spirit is instructing me to do tonight and instructing all of us to do tonight. He says, wherefore, I call to remembrance, in verse 5, the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois. Thank God for grandmothers. And thy mother Eunice. Thank God for Holy Ghost moms. Amen. Today is my natural mother's birthday. I think maybe she'd have been 100 years old today. Glory to God. And thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Now notice in verse 6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance. Now you cannot put someone in remembrance to something that you have not already told them about. Amen? Praise the Lord. Put your hand on her. Let's pray and let's believe with her. This is a very uncomfortable situation for her. Go ahead and stretch forth your hand. Lord, may the love of God just flow into her being, Lord God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for causing that which is irritating her esophagus and bringing that into her life. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and we proclaim strength, and we proclaim healing, and we proclaim complete freedom in the name of Jesus. What name do we pray in? Can we do that just a mite bit stronger? What name do we pray in?
Jesus.
What name do we call upon?
Jesus.
What name is above every name?
Jesus.
Who lives on the inside of us?
Jesus.
His name is Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In verse 6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is already on the inside of you by the putting on of my hands. And then he said, look, God didn't give you a spirit of fear. So don't be afraid to be strong like your grandmother. Don't be afraid to operate in that unfeigned faith like your grandmother and your mother did. Do not draw back nor stifle the gift that I've placed on the inside of you. This gift that I've placed on the inside of you is a precious gift. And if you will stir this gift up, it will launch you to a new level. It'll bring strength into your spirit. It'll bring solidity into your soul. It will literally put you in a position to be changed. And so I remind us, Heart of the Bay, let us not neglect what God has placed on the inside of us. Let us not take for granted the wonderful deposits that He has placed in us for decades and decades. These deposits that He placed on the inside of us are not deposits that we are to look back and say, oh my, wasn't it great back then? Yes, it was great back then, but we are now living in the day of the greater. We are now living in the day of the greater. Greater healings, greater glory, greater works. Hallelujah. But there is something subtle about the enemy. And the subtlety of the enemy is to get us to settle down for second best. But I believe the Spirit of God is saying is to stir up, hallelujah, and to step up and to move up into higher ground. Just go like this, just like you'd be stirring. You know, I think about Brenda and her chocolate chip cookies. Shikalabasata. Thank you, Lord, for those chocolate chip cookies. Amen. It's like stirring that up. Stirring your spirit up. Stirring your spirit up. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Praising God in the midnight hour. Confessing the Word when you no more feel like confessing the Word than you feel like jumping off a bridge. I mean, let's just be honest about it. There are times in our lives where we just don't feel like. But I remind you tonight, we do not live by feel like. We live, we walk, we talk, we praise by faith. Hallelujah. And so I remind you, in those level days, stir your spirit up. On those mountaintop days, stir your spirit up. Even in the midst of the valley, when you're going through a rough time and when you're going through a testy time, stir up. Stir it up. Stir up the gift of God. And I have discovered this, that it is really easy to stir myself up when I get around a people like you that stir yourselves up. When you stir yourself up and I stir myself up, oh, there's a stirring. There's a moving. There's a going up higher to higher ground. Come on, just pray just a minute. Just out of your spirit. Take about 60 seconds. You don't have to pray loud. Just, oh, hallelujah. Oh, prakiste. Mansotore dele. Amandole me. Monjele fayana. Oh, brekise fele, mansolo pone nene, andele que sta. Oh, weakened, weakened by circumstance, weakened by failure. But oh, says the Lord, you can be strong again. You can be strong again. You can be stronger than you've ever been, even though the enemy would tell you that you've been weakened and there is no hope. But yea, I am the God of hope. And you can be restored and you can be strengthened with might as you walk in the glory and walk in the light. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So stir it up. I remember Kenneth Copeland one day, you know, he was when this joy move hit the body of Christ. And by the way, I've heard that Brenda literally had just one of the best messages she ever had. You know, these ladies come from all over the country. Some come from different continents and nations, and they come expecting. And she said, you know, it was kind of serious, but, you know, they kind of saved me for Saturday morning when everybody gets a little bit tired because they know they're going to get a good dose of the Holy Ghost. But from what I heard, she preached one of the best sermons she ever preached before. And then they just gathered around the altars and they started drinking. You know, it's a good thing sometimes just to stop thinking. Stop thinking about the debt. Stop thinking about the test. Stop thinking about the trial. And do yourself some Holy Ghost drinking.
Amen.
What do you mean, Holy Ghost drinking? Well, the Bible talks about Holy Spirit drinking, if you prefer spirit to ghost. Oh, Ephesians 5. Ephesians, the fifth chapter, verse 18 says this. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. Do you suppose that maybe some people today watching some football games got into some excess? No, I'm not judging that, you know. But there's something higher than Miller High. There's something brighter than Bud Light. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but rather be filled with the Spirit. The Greek literally says this, but be being filled. In other words, be continuously filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, Pastor Mark, I was filled back in 1950. Well, it's 2016. Are you filled today? Well, I thought I had to wait till the Spirit came upon me to stir myself up. No, you stir yourself up and you'll sense the Spirit upon you. You'll sense the Spirit all around you. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Take big drinks in of the Holy Ghost. See, there's a table. It's called God's table. And on God's table, there's bread. It's the children's bread. It's healing. But over on God's table is also, I like what Brenda says, great big huge jugs of joy. And you see, to drink in the natural realm, you've got to do what? You've got to open your mouth. And to drink spiritually, we also must open our mouths. Well, what do I do when I open my mouth? Do I just stand around like this? No. Look at verse 19 of Ephesians 5. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Then he says, speaking to who? Well, they'll put me in the loony bin if I start speaking to myself. No, you're supposed to speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Well, Pastor, I've never got a song. Well, look it. You've got 150 psalms over there in the book of Psalms. Just open one of them up and read them. And then you are speaking to yourselves in hymns, psalms, and spiritual songs. Now, notice this next one. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. We're talking about going from glory to glory. We're talking about us being launched to a new level individually and corporately. And this is a prerequisite for launching pad. To stay filled with the Spirit and to stay stirred up in the Spirit. Speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I dare say Pastor Tom probably sounds better in the shower than you do. But a shower is a private place. And God has called us into the secret place of the Most High. into the tabernacle of His presence. And it does not matter at all what it may sound like to you. Because when it goes to your Heavenly Father and into the throne room, it's a sweet aroma to Him. Amen. This is prerequisite for Spirit-filled living. Religion doesn't teach this. I love everybody, but evangelicals don't teach this. This is Holy Ghost living. Notice with me in verse 20. It says, giving what? I've discovered this, that the more I give thanks, the less I complain. You do remember what Joyce Meyer said, right? Said, if you complain, you will. If you complain, you will remain. But if you praise, what will happen? You will be raised. Thanksgiving will take you and launch you into a new level of more. If we are not thankful for what we have and for what the Lord has done, if we are not thankful for the blessings we've already received, we short-circuit more. How many of you want mass? More. More of your presence. More. More. More peace. More rest. More joy. Thank you, Lord. I'm not discouraged because people stayed home and watched Friday Night Football. I'm encouraged because you came. And I'm thanking God for it. And the more I thank God for it, the more we will have. Hallelujah. Here is a spiritual key to living in the more and to being launched to a new level. Stop talking about what you don't have and what you cannot do. And start praising God for what you do have and for what you can do. Say this with me. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Now notice again in verse 20 of Ephesians 5. Boy, that shirt is wrinkled. Brenda would not be proud. All right. Verse 20. Read it with me. Given thanks for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the next one, it says, submitting yourselves to one another in the reverential fear of God. Amen. So back to our thought. Stir up the gift of God. Feed on the Word of God. Drink in of the Spirit of God. Life will look so much better to you if you will do these things that I'm encouraging you to do. It will change you forever. Now here's the awesome thing about it, is you don't have to do this in the energy of the flesh. You do not have to do this out of some sort of a works program or some sort of a legalistic point of view. You can do this by the Holy Spirit. Now, in John 14, let's look at, I think it's verse, maybe 14. John 14, 16, actually it is. John 14, 16. And I will pray the Father. And what's He going to do? He's going to give you another comforter. In other words, what Jesus was saying, I was your comforter while I was here on earth, but I'm about to give my life. And I'm going to be raised up to be seated with my Heavenly Father. But I'm going to send you another comforter, one just like me. He's not me, but He's just like me. And the word comforter there is parakletos. And literally it means one that is called alongside to help. Hallelujah. You ever needed help? Well, you've got the helper. You got the helper. We've got all the help we'll ever need. Let's read this together. Ready, read. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. And so just minimizing this just a little bit, the word comforter means helper. And in the context of what we're saying tonight, he will help you to stay stirred up. He will assist you to drink. He will be there to help you and to bring you into the very presence of God. How many have ever just felt dry before? Anybody ever felt dry before? I think we could probably raise both hands if we were honest. But the Spirit of God is never dry. He's never, ever dry. And so times when you sense like, I mean, man, you just want to plop down in life and just not do anything. Just look to the Holy Ghost. Look to the Comforter on the inside of you. And talk to him just like you'd talk to a friend. Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, you're living on the inside of me. And I'm endeavoring in my life to move stronger, to move higher, but I can't do it without you. So I invite you. Come on, just say it with me. I invite you. Holy Spirit, I invite you afresh and anew to bring aid, assistance, help me, propel me into a stronger place. And into a higher place. Hallelujah. Now, the number one enemy of that is your flesh. The flesh. Y'all know what the flesh is? The flesh is that which tells you to eat the second piece of pie. The flesh is what tells you to eat the third Papa Burger. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 13. Romans, the 8th chapter, the 13th verse. Just because you've yielded to the flesh in the past and have really allowed the flesh to have its way, you should send your flesh a note and tell Mr. Flesh, it's a new day. It's a new day. I'm not yielding to that anymore. I'm not yielding my thought life. I'm not yielding my words. I'm not yielding my actions to the flesh any longer. Right. Now listen, the Spirit of the living God will also help you to do that. But for him to be activated, he's got to be acknowledged. I'm going to say that again. For him to be activated in our lives, he must be acknowledged. Preachers from the 70s and the 80s would say it like this: become God inside minded. Dad Hagen used to say this. He said, I've had such close fellowship and communion with the Holy Spirit that he became more real to me than my wife laying next to me in my bed. That's an awareness. And that comes through communion. And that comes through fellowship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Holy Spirit. Let's just pray that right now. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us, Lord. Oh, praise God. Praise God. The acknowledgement of you needing help is a major key to getting help. And that is true in so many areas of life. It's true for drug addicts. It's true for alcoholics. It's true for all different types of people. But it's also true for dead and dull and dry Christians. I remember Lynn Hammond. You all know who Lynn Hammond is. She's her specialty is in the area of prayer. And, you know, Lynn would have conferences and she would easily identify that not everyone was on the same page or maybe on the same level of prayer. And that's okay, and that's fine, and that's good. And she would also sense oftentimes in the congregation that people just weren't really ready to pray. They needed prayer. You ever been there?
Yeah.
And we've all been there. And she would say things like this. You know, if you're not hungry, okay, admit it. If you're not hungry, it's all right. Just admit it. Acknowledge it. But then once that is done, pray, Lord, make me hungry. I pray for a holy hunger in my life. A holy hunger in the life of this church. Because when you are hungry, you are blessed. That's what Jesus said. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. What are they going to be? They're going to leave empty? No, thank God they're going to get filled, Tony. Hallelujah. They're going to get filled. Just put your hand over your heart and say, Lord, make me individually hungry. Hungry, more hungry for prayer and for a greater move of the Spirit of God in my life. Gloria Copeland said that the flesh will keep you down in the lowlands of life when you literally should be soaring in the Spirit. But now here's an answer for us. We're getting some answers tonight. In Romans 8:13, let's look at that verse and let's think about it for a moment. Romans 8:13, read it with me. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if ye through what? Stop right there. The same Spirit that liberates you? The same Spirit that takes you from glory to glory? The same Spirit that helps you? If ye, read it with me, through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, what's going to happen? What is going to happen? You shall live. And I'm not just talking about living. I'm talking about living the abundant God kind, God quality, and God quantity of life. If you really want to live, you've got to leave the lowlands of the flesh and come up higher. But only the Holy Spirit can help you to do that. Oh, thank you, Lord. He sebre que namaso. He'll help you make the right decisions. He'll help you to cut things off. He'll help you to pull things out. And He will help you to say no authoritatively to your flesh. And He will give you the unction to stand strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Come on, let's just raise up our hands. Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. There's a lot in there tonight. There's a lot in here tonight. I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to our hearts. I know He's speaking to my heart. Is there any room for growth in my life? Absolutely. Is there any room for growth in your life? Yeah, but I've been a Christian 40 years. We never stop growing. We may get a little older, but we should not become colder. Older does not mean colder. Amen. Older should mean bolder. Amen. What do you mean bolder, Pastor? I mean, come boldly.
Yeah,
come. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Yes. And so we have freedom of access into this great throne of grace. We've been given freedom of access into His presence. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me as I was standing here tonight. And we may take time for testimony tonight. I don't have a long word. I don't want to go beyond what the Holy Ghost is saying. We may take time for prayer. Whatever may happen, just let it happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just pray with me for a moment. Hallelujah. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know this is true for my life. And people that I know in this auditorium tonight, I know it's true for you as well. And those of you that I may not know as well, I declare it's true for you as well. And here's what I believe the Holy Spirit gave me. It was this phrase. Things to do. Things to do. And places to go. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard. Neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. Do you love Him? But God reveals those things to us by His Spirit. Things to do. Say that over and over again in your heart. Things to do. Oh yeah, things to do. Oh, there's things to do. Hallelujah. Paths to walk in. And then there's places to go. There's places to go. There's places to go. There's places in the Spirit to go. There are natural geographic places to go. And the only way that we can go is if we'll get in to the Holy Ghost flow. And He'll show you things to come. Because there are things to do. Those things to come are things that He has prepared for you from before the foundation of the earth. Even before you were in your mama's womb, I knew you and I have prepared things for you. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Just think about it for a moment. Let's pray. Just pray in the Holy Ghost for a minute. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss anything. How about you? I don't want to miss anything. Time's a ticking. Jesus is coming. Are we prepared for what things He has prepared for us? That preparation is that stirring. Those things we talked about earlier. Hallelujah. Prepare your heart for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. He's coming soon. But before He comes, there are some things to do. And there are some things that must happen and need to happen. And He's inviting you to be a part of it. Is that an honor? Is that an honor? To be called by the name of the Lord? Don't spectacularize what I'm saying to you tonight by getting some reque fasote, by getting some sort of grandiose idea in your soul about what those things are. But spend time with me, saith the Lord, and I will reveal and show you that which you need to know. Amen. You ever watch television before and they were on the launch pad, they were getting ready to launch? That's what I sense in my spirit. We're on the launching pad tonight. Oh, my, my, my. My, 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 my. It's a bright future. And here's what I get in my spirit right now. You're not going to miss it. You're not going to delay. But you will hear and you will obey. Now, I'd receive that. That came out by the Holy Ghost. I'd receive that. I'll receive that tonight. Say to me, I'm not going to miss it. I shall hear, and I shall obey. I don't know what the rest of it was, but it was there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're moving. We're moving. We're moving. We're moving. We're moving. Hallelujah. Things to do, places to go, and God will help you to do both. Say to me, I'm going to make it. I'm going to do it. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Places to go geographically, places to go naturally. But those places that you will go geographically and naturally are really by my Spirit. By my Spirit. By my Spirit. And then places to go, rooms to walk in, greater dimensions of His presence, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, the manifestation of the Spirit. There are some places to go, things to see. For the Spirit of seeing and the Spirit of knowing will come upon the church in a new and in a fresh way. Oh my. Say it with me. Places to go. I don't know that I can articulate everything that I have in my spirit, but I sense you're getting it. Places. Places in the Spirit. Wow. En se felendo la profiete. En solo cori de la mando. El eticio la fraiene. Yeah. No, 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 no. No. Not lost time. Not lost time. Throw the clock away. Throw the would've, the could've's, and the should've's away. Because the Holy Ghost is saying, it's a new season, and it is a new day. And I do not live in the realm of time. And I am able to restore quickly and to redeem the time. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Redeem the time. Efesore vedesce. If the Master can redeem you from the curse of hell and the curse of disease and the curse of poverty and snatch you out of darkness and bring you into light, He can certainly redeem the time for you. He can, He will, and He is redeeming the time. He's redeeming the time. Let's all stand up. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, I just accept this word for myself tonight. I just receive it into my spirit. I know, Lord, I know there's things to do. I know there's places to go. We all sense that in our spirits for us individually. But we all sense it for this church corporately. Oh, my. Oh, my. Praise God. It was a big meal tonight. There's a lot of truth in there. A lot of things to meditate on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're not in a hurry, so let's just wait on the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Pray. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Lord, may our eyes, may the eyes of our heart be enlightened. Open, 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 open hearts, open eyes, ears to hear and eyes to see. Place your hands just right here where I've got my hands. Lord, give me ears to hear. Eyes to see. Masore de she. Hallelujah. Pasure de labore. Fefishele mola. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it right there. Launching. Launching. For some of you, I'm going to launch you into foreign lands. Hallelujah. Launch. 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 Hallelujah. More. Raul, more. More, 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 more. Ha, ha, ha. More. Ha, ha. Solo pura de je. Ene sola fradede. And for others of you, I'm going to take you into foreign lands by my spirit, by the spirit of prayer. And on the inside of you, you'll just get an unction to pray over an area and over a region. It's as if you were there. Because faith and prayer, they know no distance in the realm of the Spirit. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. You pick something up on the inside of you, going on over in Athens or Paris or Nigeria, and you just hear and you obey and you pray, and the will of God and the plan of God is accomplished. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. More, 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 more. Yeah, more, more. Hallelujah. Greater, Tony. Even greater than it's been before. Oh, even greater than it's ever been before. Much more. Much more. Hallelujah. Pasure neste la fasoko ne ne. Crossing over and now going through the door, Rachel. Going through the door. Ha ha. Never looking back, but now staying completely on track. Hallelujah. It'll open. It'll open. It'll open so much more for you. Marodesh de la vaya. Ninshu ubrekese. Kanya lodo leble vedijolon yen yando gabaste kinea. Ha ha. Glory to God. More. More, more, more. Hallelujah. More. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Why don't you all just come up to the front? Let's pray for a while, shall we?